whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studio, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Seth is showing me a picture of my new best friend, Dave Rickle, who's best known for being Seth Payne's friend from college and screaming, "Play Puff the Magic Dragon" at Peter, Paul, and Mary when they were there for some sort of
psychology lecture.
Some panel talk.
Yeah.
So funny. So Arian Foster, this is cool.
He's definitely a Freebird guy.
Arian Foster.
No.
Oh, Dave Rickle?
Dave Rickle. Play Freebird!
Arian Foster, definitely a Puff the Magic Dragon guy, I would say. I mean, his podcast is called Macro Dosing.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Yeah. But he's a citizen of the world.
He is.
He likes to explore all aspects of life.
Yeah. And he is. He has not been around the Texans like some of the former players have. Especially since D'Amico Ryans got back, the visibility of a lot of the former players from that era of football has increased like tenfold.
That's a very good point. Like the hiring of D'Amico, kind of got a huge era of the previous best version of the Texans. A lot of those guys are more dialed in and kind of re-engaged.
If the Texans were a college, hiring D'Amico would have gotten their NIL fund through the roof because all the rich alums would be back on board.
It's like Bonaventure hiring Adrian Wojnarowski. He's a Bonaventure alum. Now
is
the GM of that. And it brings a certain cachet to the program that wasn't there before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and D'Amico is a hot coaching candidate who is also beloved by teammates and fans. It was a certain cachet.
Yeah, and so a lot of them have been around a lot more, which I think is great. It's awesome. Arian, obviously he still, loves the Texans. He's going to be doing this on Saturday, leading the team out onto the field. But he's just, he's Arian. He marches a little bit to a different beat of the drum, and he's not quite as visible as all these guys have been around the team in the social media videos and things like that, doing radio and whatever. But this is really, I think it's really cool.
Why'd you sneer at me when you said that? Okay, go ahead.
Sneer at you.
You're on radio. I'm a live streamer.
Arian, here's Arian on his podcast, the Macro Dosing Podcast, which is a Barstool production, talking about getting the call from the Texans to come lead the team onto the field on Saturday.
I got a text from their people, and they want me to lead the team out of the tunnel for the playoff game. And so.
All right, so you're all in on the Texans this weekend.
My all in.
You're leading them out onto the field.
But see, when they ask me to do it, I'm like, why would they ask me to do it? They know I'm not like a rah-rah type of cat. I'm gonna lead them out. Like I'm gonna carry the flag or whatever. But I've never been like the hoorah. Like let's hype them up. I'm just gonna lead them out on the field and like show love. Like I'll do that if they're asking me to. Like I'm not like a raw. I don't like it when I play. So why would I? You know what I mean?
But no,
I'm gonna
do no it. Speech. They ask me to
do it. Nah, I'm not. What the f- am I saying?
I don't know.
It's a game of inches. These inches are all around us.
The greatest speech of all time.
Hey, the greatest speech of all, well, football speech of all time.
Yeah.
Football speech.
Well, Arian, I've talked to you about the shells around a pep talk. Of like the guys who are super engaged at the center of it that are just like dialed in and like they would, I would go die for you, man. Yeah. And then it'll get a little further out and the guys are like, yeah, all right, let's go. And then you got a few guys further out on the perimeter that are kind of like,
then you got Arian.
Just kind of taking it all in, like as an observer almost. Yeah, like Arian has got a perspective on things. Yeah. I appreciate what he's saying there. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's irrelevant, whatever he might feel about it. Nobody expects that person to be the guy that like charges everything up or anything. If they had a routine like some of the various like blowing the horn in Minnesota.
Yeah.
What do they do in Buffalo? They blow a train horn there, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You mean like before, like their like pregame routine?
Yeah, where a former player goes up. Seattle. What do they do up in Seattle? They bang a gong or something.
They bang a drum.
It's not like that where you're really out there performing. He just goes out and just
running out
with a flag. Maybe do a little. If Arian, maybe there's a prop bet on this. Let's start one.
Okay.
And then you can buy my cryptocurrency as well. I'll pump and dump that later on. So does Arian carry the flag with one hand and do a little raise the roof with
nope.
the other hand?
No chance.
None of that?
Okay. No chance.
You think he's just going to run out there, maybe with a smile on his face?
Yes.
And that's pretty much the sum
total. I think he's going to run out. I don't even know how comfortable he is doing this, just based on that 45 seconds of audio.
Yeah.
I think it's probably feels cool to be re-engaged with the team like this.
Probably cool for, like, from Arian's perspective, I would guess that maybe he's kind of like, oh, this is an interesting life experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, he also said this. He said he's got kids now.
Yeah.
He's got young kids and who all know that they, a lot of, you know, that I think most of them born after he retired.
Yeah, or were too young to really understand and appreciate it.
Yeah. So he talked about his kids getting to see him kind of get honored in this way.
It'll be fun because what really enticed me, I was like, can I bring my kids? I was like, I don't know. Can I get some tickets to bring my kids? And he was like, yeah, for sure. He said, well, they want to shoot the cannon. And I'm like, that would be dope. That'd be a dope little thing for them, a little memory for them. And I think as time goes on, like, they don't really, like, they knew I played, but they don't understand, like, the scope of what it meant. Like, as time fades, you know, sports kind of just, you know, your name kind of just dissipates. And so it'll be dope for them to see their dad, like, honored in a cool way.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a pretty big honor.
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope.
It's firing the cannon for the kids. That's a good time.
That's cool.
It is. That's one of the things. If I could recommend to young NFL players, I always tell them, knock somebody up now, so if you have a long career, your kids will appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and knock up like multiple people.
Yeah.
Get as many kids as you can.
Yeah. Be more like Tyreek Hill. Ask yourself, what would Tyreek do?
That's what I used to say at the rookie symposium when I'd get up there and I'd be like, what you guys need to do is go ahead and put a bun in the oven so that kid can appreciate it. And then you got something to play for.
Hire Tyreek to speak at the rookie symposium next year. Hey, man, if you want to connect with your kids later, have them now and have as many as you possibly can.
Any young men out there listening, my God, I'm joking. Please don't
do
that.
Right, right.
Okay. If anything, go get a preemptive vasectomy. Store some sperm just in case, okay?
Is Arian Foster running out onto the field enough to get more people in the building in time for kickoff on Saturday?
Oh, I was thinking about this last home game that I feel like that it's gradually gotten better and better.
The last one was really good.
It
was also a Beyonce concert. You know, there are a lot of people.
I was kind of trying to monitor that and see, like, I was looking out from the press box and kind of looking, like, see, like, how many people are just on their phones not watching because they're only here for the Beyonce concert.
You're able to tell from where we sit up there?
I stole Spillane's binoculars.
I got you.
I feel like, there are a lot of people there that were maybe wouldn't have gone to the game if it weren't for Beyonce, but were Texans fans.
Yeah, sure.
So it was engaged. I don't think it was as full as it was. Plus, the fact that it's Christmas, I think there's probably, you know, just more of a, like, okay, let's do our family thing and then go to the game and go watch the game. It wasn't turned into, there were probably a lot more people there than usual where the tailgating wasn't one of the primary focuses of the day.
If you had told me, if you'd asked me the question before, like, okay, which former player could you get to run with the flag out there that would actually get people in the building to want to see it, Arian would be really high up the list, I think. JJ would be number one, I think.
Get the people in the building.
In the building to watch them run out onto the field, cheer, you know, so they're not running out there in front of a half-full stadium.
Right, that kind of thing. JJ would play it up the most, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I very rarely actually see the guy running out on the field
because
of all the pregame stuff we're doing.
Yeah, like getting food at that point.
Like, you and I have just done a grueling 3 hours of hard physical labor. We need to eat.
We got to get to the carving station, man.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Seth, I have a bonus Pettycast for us here on a Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's just, as I was pulling audio yesterday, I'm like, boy, a lot of this stuff is very, very petty. And I feel like, you know what? This is our show. We can do what we want. The Pettycast is normally a Tuesday 8 o'clock thing. Today, it's a Thursday 8 o'clock thing. We got some good petties, including J.J. Watt is in here. And the Mick Cronin audio made it as well. If you missed this audio, holy crap.
The pettiest coach in the history
of
coaching.
You want to hear a coach throw his team under the bus while pumping himself up.
How many wins does he have? Don't worry. You'll hear from him.
From him. That's coming up next.